If you ever felt confused listening to crypto conversations, you're not alone. Bitcoin, Ethereum, people talk about them like they're the same thing. They're not. In fact, comparing Bitcoin and Ethereum is a bit like comparing gold and electricity. Both are valuable, both are essential, but they exist for very different reasons. Let's break this down in a way that actually makes sense. So first, the big difference between them is scarcity versus utility. Let's start with Bitcoin. Bitcoin has a hard limit. There will only be ever be 21 million Bitcoins. That's it. Not 22, not maybe more later. 21 million, period. And guess what? About 20 million of them have been already mined. So only 1 million are remaining. That fixed supply is one of the main reasons Bitcoin is often compared to gold. Gold is valuable, not because it does something fancy, but because it's scarce, durable, and hard to create more of. Bitcoin works the same way. Every 4 years, the rate at which new Bitcoin is created gets cut in half. That's called the halving. Over time, fewer new coins enter the system while demand continues to grow. That scarcity is a big reason Bitcoin has appreciated over time. Now, Ethereum is different. Ethereum does not have a fixed supply cap. So the obvious question is, if Ethereum can keep being created, why does the price go up at all? That brings us to the second major difference. Ethereum is not digital gold. It's fuel. Ethereum isn't trying to be money first. Ethereum is a platform. Think of Ethereum like an operating system, or even better, like electricity. Every time someone runs a smart contract, uses a decentralized finance app, mints an NFT, transfer tokens, they need Ether. Ether is the fuel that powers the Ethereum network. No fuel, no activity. So while Bitcoin's value comes largely from scarcity, Ethereum's value comes from usage. The more people use Ethereum network, the more demand there is for Ether. That's fundamentally different value driver. But what about inflation? Here's where it's interesting. Ethereum used to be inflationary, meaning new Ether was constantly added to the supply. But a major upgrade called EIP-1559 changed that. Now, a portion of transaction fees paid on Ethereum is actually burned, permanently removed from the circulation. In periods of heavy network activity, more Ether gets burned than created. So while Ethereum does not have a fixed supply cap like Bitcoin, its effective supply growth is constrained by usage. Bitcoin controls supply through math and time. Ethereum controls supply through economics and demand. Two different approaches, both intentional. Scarcity versus consensus. Let's see how they stay trustless. Bitcoin still uses proof of work. Miners compete using computing power to secure the network. It's energy intensive, but extremely battle tested. Ethereum has moved to proof of stake. Instead of miners, validators stake Ether to secure the network. Less energy usage, more efficiency, different trade-offs. Neither is better universally. They're optimized for different goals. Bitcoin prioritizes immutability and simplicity. Ethereum prioritizes flexibility and programmability. So what they're really trying to be, right? Here's the cleanest way to think about it. Bitcoin is optimized to be a store of value. Ethereum is optimized to be an economic engine. Bitcoin does very little by design. That's its strength. Ethereum does a lot, and keeps evolving. That's its strength. One protects value, the other enables value creation. If you're a professional, an engineer, doctor, business owner, or investor, this distinction matters. Bitcoin behaves more like a macro asset. It reacts to inflation, monetary policy, global uncertainty, Ethereum behaves more like a technology platform. Its value grows as more applications, users, economic activity are built on top of it. They solve different problems. And that's why serious investors don't ask Bitcoin or Ethereum. They ask, what role does it play? So to sum up, Bitcoin and Ethereum are often lumped together under one word, crypto. But the word hides more than it explains. One is digital scarcity, the other is digital infrastructure. Once you see that difference, the noise fades away and the strategy becomes more clearer. Thank you very much for listening to me. My name is Vaibhav Puranik and you are listening to the OMC Real Estate Podcast. Our website is oldmoneycapital.com and I request you to go to our website and click on Request a Call button to discuss various investing topics with us. And also let us tell you how multifamily investing can change your life. Our Instagram handle is oldmoneycapital123 and our YouTube channel is Old Money Capital. Thank you again for listening.